חינוך, מצווה טוב ריש גימל, brings down מצווה ליסקוי מה שעושו המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים. זה מצווה טוב ריש גימל, מצווה ליסקוי מה שעושו המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים. מצווה טוב ריש דלת, מצווה להכריז זרוי של המולק. So we have two mitzvahs. מצווה טוב ריש גימל, לזכור מה שעושו המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים. מצווה טוב ריש דלת, מצווה להכריז זרוי של המולק. The חינוך writes down, ומצווה זו נויגס, בסחורים ולוי בנקייבס, בין הסחירה ובין להכריס זרוי של המולק. זה מצווה טוב ריש גימל ליסקו מה שעושו המולק לישראל בצייסו ממצרים, מצווה טוב ריש דלד להכריס זרוי של המולק, ומצווה זו נוהגת בסחורים ולוי בנקייבס, בין הסחירה ובין העשי. זוג בחינוך, ואתה נצחור עם הפוטו, נקייבס הפוטו ומסחיר הסמולק, כי לא אלוהם לעשו יש המלחום נושים דום דו המלחום. ויל, דסחיר איז כדי שנעיר סינוסוי כדי שנארגנו, וכלו שנרמבה מצבר המצווס שאומר שמואל להגג, כאשר שיקלו נושים חרבכו כן דשוקל מחור ומחרב עמכו. במילא זוג בחינוך, מי שפוטו ממלחום ופוטו מסחיר. בסקרוב לפשט דף תורה, שמואל תרז שאול, לך והורגתו את החטואים מסמולת. זה החטואים סמון פשט, בסקרוב לפשט, בסקרוב על הדרך, להפוקף דאמוליקוס בקבל שבע מצווה דנויח, זה הלוך ענת דקילה. זה יתראו למסחתוי. אבל הנה מי, זאת אומרת בסקרוב, על דרך הרמב״ם, שנאויר סינוסוי כדי שנארגן. זאת אומרת מלחס חינוך, המחוי לקנטו זכר נדחים. מי אומר שהטעם של הסחירה כדי שנזכור כדי שנארגן? מי אומרו לו בסויד השם לירעו? How the חינוך knew that the reason that Hashem said that we have to remember what Amalek did was כדי שנזכור סינוסוי כדי שנארגן? Was it סויד השם לירעו? ואוי במלחמת מצווה אפילו אישו יויצו, כדאמרים בסייטו במדלן, אפילו קלו מחפושו, יויצס למלחמת מצווה. ומלחמת המולק זה מלחמת מצווה. ומילא, זה חינוך מסור פס, למלחמת מצווה, אפילו אישו יויצו. זה מילא, זה שביחי בסחירה, וכשיריז במלחמה. זה יפתו קשה, זה מול קשה, even if לא מזוג אנושים אינם במלחמה, הוא תור דחינוך שהסחיר איז כדי שנארגנו. And even if the סחיר איז כדי שנארגנו, so in the first קשה, זוג מחס חינוך הנפקמינה, not only בנושים. חינוך says that the נושים הפטורס, אז הסחיר איז כדי שנארגנו. ונושים שאינו במלחמה, אינו בסחיר. זוג מלחס חינוך נפקימין אלו עושיד לא רואה. או מנומו המלאקי. הוא היה במצוות ובסי פרשה זוכר עונת. אם זה מצווה זוכר איזה שרוסו לכו המולק סתם. סעיבי לא עושיד לא רואה. וזה אינש כאן המלאקים. ובמצווה זוכר איזה שרוסו לכו המולק. ועודיו זה מצווה איז כדי שנארגנו. So the male had to be bothered. So I heard one from Moshe Diskin, Balam HaSamelech. איזה קרויבץ לפורים, סדורים שזה קרויבץ לפורים. איזה פיס נראה, אני תגדור אליו על הנגב באמת. מחוי תמחה, זכר המולק, מתחס השמיים לא ישכח. מח שמוי וזיכרוי, ונימח זיכרוי מלהזכירוי. אני נגמח לנגנה. אבל the words is a קרויבץ. מחוי תמחה, זכר המולק, מתחת השמיים לא ישכח. ימח שמוי וזיכרוי, ואני מחזיכרוי מלהזכירוי. זה יישא פשט. מוחוי שמחה זכר המולק, מתחת השמיים לא ישכח. אבל ימח שמוי וזיכרוי, דם, ואני מחזיכרוי מלהזכירוי. הוא עונת מנשן ממנו. זאת אומרת, מוחוי תמחה זכר המולק, מתחת השמיים לא ישכח. Remember it, then you have to. Aber yemach shmoi vezichoi, v'nimach zichoi melaskir. So we're not mentioning it anymore. It's shtims with Rabbi Bechaye. It says, in Parshas Kiseitze, Chois Yimchei Zeh Mavrem, lo yis yishkoch. Lo yis yishkoch has a tipcho. In the trop. So Rabbi Bechaye, lo yishkoch. Eventually, yes. And forget. And the minute that we don't need to remember to kill them, we don't want to remember them. I mean, it's a lot of nations that disappeared already. No one knows who they are even. Amalek also disappeared. We're the only ones that are reminding who they are. So why, if we don't want people to remember Amalek, just don't talk about it anymore. Then it says, the reason we have a mitzvah today is Kadesh Nargenu. So this is the fifth tzad of Lost Love with the mitzvah of Mibotel. The fifth that explained the Gemara of Bebasra, that Chof Aleph, that when David HaMelech sent Yoav to kill the Amaleki. So Yoav only killed the Schorim. He didn't kill the Nekevis. So David asked him, why he killed the Schorim? He says, Mechoykim Chayez Zohar Amalek. So he went there as his Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him that the big Shaila, but the Rishonim say the Rebbe told him that I said Zeicher. So he killed the Rebbe. Because it had to be the Rebbe said Zocho. If the Rebbe said Zocho, you don't kill the Rebbe. A Rebbe is allowed to have a mistake. But a Rebbe that doesn't have a mistake, and his Talmidim have a mistake, it means he's not a good Rebbe. That such a Rebbe we can get rid of. That some can say the best Shir, some can say Shvacher Shir. But someone says the best Shir, but his Talmidim don't have the lomas of the Shir killer. Better not to have such a Rebbe. Have a Rebbe that says glad and push it, and the Talmidim to this Rebbe. But someone that says very deep, but the Talmidim can't follow, these people we have to get rid of. They are Machiv Klal Yisrael. Because Yoav has a Rebbe that says Zeicher, and Erev Ashleit Zohar. Mikol Magoyim. So Rav Nochum asked Nakasha in Shir. It's not printed in the Sefer of Chibush Rav Nochum, but my brother was in Shir, that Rav Nochum Yifrei. Lama Zorgan has a Rebbe told him, Zeicher Zohar. He didn't go to Shul, Parsha Zohar. And then Zeicher, Zeicher, they got the two. We have two Zeicher, or Zeicher, or Zeicher, Zeicher, Zeicher. He comes back, my Rebbe is not coming. It's not a Rebbe is not coming. It's for what, with a whole shul? Zeicher, this guy was a Chassid Shabbachar in Shir then. So he told him, Nochem, Efshar, Yoav had to hang in a shtibu. So, Nochem chap what he wanted exactly. But what is the answer? So Nochem said a Zeicher. In Rambam state, שעד שבאו לארץ ישראל והמליכו עליהם מלך ובונו בסבחירה, הוא אוזנו חיר ומחיר סמולק. יש רמב"ם מחיס מלוכים, שולש מיצוס נסתרו כשבאו לארץ ישראל להמליך מלך, ליבנס בסבחירה ולהכי זרוי של המולק. הלוכה א' מחיס מלוכים. זוג רב נוחם, הביג החידוש. If we say that the Gantz Adin Zecher is Kadesh Nisko Sinosu Kadesh Naragenu, Kol Zman is no Chiyuv Arige, was no Parsha Zohar. You could have said that like that. To remember that eventually when it will come, it will pop out. Yeah? You know, Kilu. Now we have to remember. I heard from one of the Chachmei Asfardim, Mazuz is not. The Rambam brings down Schiras Maisa HaMolek, it's a mitzvah seser. But the Rambam is mashma that Bezman has had the mitzvah is the Rabbana. He doesn't bring down this halacha. Not the Yichas Tfilin, not the Kriyas HaTeira, not the Purim, Yichas Melochim. Not only that, the Rambam changed the order of the psukim. First he writes the Mechoya, then he writes the Tzivu. Moshe, Yichas Melochim. Mitzvah l'Abed Zahri Shel HaMolek. Mitzvah, Esel, Lisker, Tomid, Maiso, V'Aroim, Kdei Lo'ir, Sinosoi. Why the Rambam change it? I mean, the Torah writes down first the mitzvah Sfir, and then the mitzvah Mechol. Now the Torah says, he learned, with Asa Rambam, even more from that, that in days that we can't fight the war with Amalek, we're not mechuyavim to be masked. Okay, so we have three tzedot. One tzedot is minchas chinuch, the Sfir and the Mechol, Mechonish, Ken Shaychas. The second side is the schir is kadesh and argen. Now, if it that side we mechadish first chiddush of Rav Nochem, that could be that kol zman was not chal the mitzvah as no din schir we could have chayim because I need to have the potential of the schir. And he wants to say even more from that, even after it's chal, but if any of them not akifah before we can't do the milchama, the Rambam will hold in that mitzvah. This is on the first kasha. Shaila, what we answer in the second kasha? Chiluch says that why noshim apturis mischire ki lo ilohem las isa milchomo v'aschire is kedei shena argenu aschire is kedei shena argenu v'elvai lo ilohem las isa milchomo v'meyde de potru me'aschire. So we said, first kasha was miyom aloi, who said to the chinuch v'ayde binchas chinuch that the mitzvah is kedei shena argenu. Second kasha for the Minchas Chinuch. Afilu kalu mechuposo yitzes the Milchemes Mitzvah. So if kalu mechuposo yitzes the Milchemes Mitzvah. So lechure noshim amechuy v'milchemes Mitzvah. Mechias amolek is Milchemes Mitzvah. So noshim amechuy the Mitzvah. The answer is it's two terutzi. One terutz, the Radbaz says, Noshim don't do milchom. They don't go to the war. They do the sandwiches, mostly. B'meile, Kalo mechuposi yitzes le'milchemes mitzvah is to do the sandwiches. Clean the clothes of the soldiers, but the mechia, she's not a part of it. And why she's not a part of it, the mele, she's not mitzuva in the schir. But the shaila is, so the Rambam paskins, the chinuch paskins are the pturim from mechia samolek, because einu b'milchom. The shaila is, the chinuch himself paskins, and mitzvah tov chofei shenoshim chayovois b'mitzvah sarigas shivo amemim. Find the Mishnah Melech noshim apturis me'arigas amolek or b'dechai b'mitzvahs arigas mechir shivo amemim. Again, the mele, the chiluch says v'ad apturis me'amilchom b'fum the mechir, the mele, the nal mechir v'n deschir aber the mitzvah n'arigas shivo amemim. So here was about Yankov, Nekis of Shmuel Meshua. It's a gewaldi gewalt. That is choluk bi yesoidoi, the din of Arigas Shiva Amemim, from Mechia Samol. I'll explain. The Rambam states, מצווה והריגה שבעה ממים, it's a riga, like you have to kill. למה זה אורגניזם? זה דין, you have to eat, כזה הישמצה. You have to kill עממים. בעמולק, it's not a din to kill עמולק. מלחומו להשם בעמולק מדור דור. מפרצח המלחומו. איש אין דרכו לעשיס מלחומו. אבי הרי ברור. הרמב"ם says, מי שבו ליודוי. איך עוד משיבו עממים? ויוכל להורגוי בלא שיסתקם ולא ירוגוי עבר בעשר. If someone got a שיבו עממים, ויוכל להורגוי בלא שיסתקם, if it's dangerous, פיקוח נפש. If you could kill him without a פיקוח נפש, ולא ירוגוי, הרי זה ביטל מצווה ססר. פייגד מלחס חינוך, הרמב"ם is adding a time בלי שיסתקם. So B'skirov said like this. Every time there's a mitzvah to make a milchoma, every milchoma is dangerous. The Rambam is a yesoid zog in B'skirov in Parsha Shlach. It's no p'tur b'koach nefesh in milchoma. This is the aloch, it's a machin a milchoma. So why the Rambam says, מי שבו ליודו יחו משיבה עממי ולא ירוגוי, הרי זה ביט על מצווה ססר, והוא שיוכל להורגו בלוי שיסתקם. תראה את זה, זה שיבו עממי מזנן הדין מלחומו. את זה דין לא יסחי הכל נשומו. לא יסבר הוא איש, בלירוי, בלימוצה, אינה לא תאהב שיבו עממי. If it's dangerous, you allow to. המולק, איזה מלחומו להשם. אבל אין דרכו, עוד אין דרכו של איש הולך, זה מלחומו. Before we go weiter to the chelik ha'aloche, so we better machleik if noshi v'chayel mechir ha'samolek or not. And our kasha was v'chi nuchlu in zah, they're not mitzuvah. Because ha'schira is kedei she'na'argenu. Ha'schira is kedei she'na'argenu. And מינכס חינוך לוינס, it's not totally ho be ho. And second, when he says, even if it's totally ho be ho, אבל maybe נושי מחייב את המלחומה, so במילא, he paskins that נושי מחייב. And we mentioned the kasha from Reb Nochem. That Yoav said that his Rebbe told him Timche Zochor Amolek. How is Rebbe told him Timcha Zohar Amolek? The Rebbe had a mistake, but the Rebbe is not careful. Fakt Reb Nochem, was mit der Stibu? The Maisi, he went to Shul. He never heard Zecher and Zecher, like we're going to the Aloch. So Reb Yonis and David said a Teretz. Could be in that days, everyone had his own Sefer Teir. Stop it. There was no someone printing Chumashim. So everyone had his own Sefer Teire. While everyone had his own Sefer Teire, So they read themselves. So it's telling the machlekes b'skirov el chazanish. So they get to Megillah. When 10 people read together, it's called b'tziburonet. 10 people that are reading the Megillah, the Parshat Zohar together. Chazanish hold, it's b'tzibur. B'skirov hold, it's not called tzibur. Tzibur is one reads and 10 people listen. One person reads and 10 people listen. Where is Negev? So this year it's not Negev, Gilush Lemizmano. But it's Negev if you get the Aliyah of Parsha Zohar. What do you do when you get the Aliyah of Parsha Zohar? It's a halacha that most people know, some Ratzim don't. That when you get the Aliyah, you have to read with the Chazan. It's a halacha. Someone can't read, Mikar Adin, you don't give him Aliyah. So what happens, you get Aliyah Parsha Zohar. What happens if you get the Aliyah Parsha Zohar? Yeah, if you get the Aliyah Parsha Zohar, if you will not read and you listen to the Chazan, so you have a Parsha Zohar Basorah, but you're not in the kind of halacha to read the Baal Koyin. If you read with the Baal Koyin, so how you could hear? The halacha you have to let likroy velishmoy al oznoy. The halacha mer shmolem itzayasn Rabbi Yashiv told him, with one ear I hear myself, with the other ear I hear the Baal Koyin. But it's very important if you get that aliyah. Sometimes it takes a bit older to get an aliyah, but you have to know how to do it. Sometimes you read yourself and you're not following exactly word by word of the Shliach Tzibur, could be you're not have Parsha Zohar this year. I know from Brisk. So the Eilu Manatayim, because when Avishol would get there early and he would read himself also. So, they call it Lomishtamer, you know, they heard him, they heard the Baal Koyin. So now he gets there early and he reads. He becomes the Baal Koyin. So that is the best solution. But if we'll say, like the Chazanish, so could be everyone had a Sefer Teile. The Mele, if everyone had a Sefer Teile, the Mele was not a Shai. So we'll start to go over the Halachas. There's one Halacha, Lekatchilu, you have to hear Parsha Zohar and the Nusach and the Broche of yourself that you used to this. And if you Nusach Ashkenaz, you have to hear the Nusach Ashkenaz. What would be if B'diyavet? I'm sure Mizamun Rebach and the Stipler Kriyana de Igal to say that B'diyavet is not Me'akev. But I remember I'm sure Mizamun told someone that he heard in the Nusach Sfardi to go to listen again in Ashkenazi. For ladies, he was making. But the mindset of Neteira Machmir, very much, not to go to hear to places that is the reading with a different Nusach. Because Tzvi Frank says, even if you could listen by a Sfardi, but if you Litvak, you can't listen by a Chassidi. It's worse for Sfardi. Chassidim are worse from Sfardim. Why? Sfardim is a language. Chassidim is not really a language. But there's no tzad that Moshe Rabbeinu said Burich. Why? This is a Nusach from Poilim. Komets is not Bu. I'm saying this one, it's a Tzvi Frank time. So it's the girl to the Ran and the Dorim, so if it's not Yuloshin, could be it's not like even if Shim Yuloshin, it's like Loshin Ilgim. And you have to be Makbid. Now, lekatchila, it's negeya that you have to listen from a sefer Torah and you own ksav. If your meaning is nusach Ashkenaz, you can't hear a kriya from a sefer Torah that is written b'ksav Ari or b'ksav Sfardi. Shem Zalman said you don't have to, but a lot of people are makpid on it. Now, as another halacha, you have to be mechabim to be yoytze the mitzvah. Now, the Chasam Sofer in Sof Shulchan Aruch brings down Simen Tov Rav Pehei Sheyechaven Kol Echad LeParsha Zochor Lo Tzeis Gamis HaBroches. The one who gets the Aliyah and in the Shoyim Imam Echaven to be yoytze not only the Kriyas Parsha Zochor, the Broches as well. It's not, but the effort you have to say that it's not Me'akev. I myself was by a lot of G'dayla Yisrael, but they got the Ali and you really couldn't hear the Bracha. G'dayla Yisrael, you couldn't hear the Bracha. But the Meister, the world is machmo very much on it, because the Sefer is a tzad that couldn't be the Bracha, the Eraise, and you have to be right. Now, I'll tell you, Moshe. Last year in my shul, I made a mechoe. The Gabe gave a clap. So he gives a clap every time to be Yitzhak also the Chasam Sefer. And he said, L'chaven lo tzes mitzvah schiras mechias amolik. L'chaven lo tzes schiras mitzvah mechias amolik. These were his words. So the finished Kriyas HaTorah and I gave a clap that the oil of Monad Yoytze. Mitzvah Smechias HaMolek. Lizker Mashe Oso Lonu HaMolek. You have to remember, and HaMolek did to us, the mitzvah is to remember that you have to kill him. But he showed me a Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim in a sefer, not that he's walking. Chofetz Chaim says, and Simen Tov Reish Pehei, why we read Parsha Zochor before Purim? Kedei lehagdim schiras mechias amolek leasios. That Gabi Dema Moritz says, "Shit, they lagged him schiras mechias amolek lasiras." Ashlio, he says, "Our parsha, parsha zoho, lisko meisa amolek." The Kurim is the Shabbos if they pour him the somcho le meisa amon, lagged him schiras mechias amolek lasiras. So he starts. But the Emes Mishnebu himself later explains that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavonet V'tzoch Lechavim Beis Hashmir Lechavim Lotis Mitzvah Eseh Shel Zochor. He brings down that Mogen Avraham says, what would be if a Bochur missed the Parsha Zochor? It's today, you know, it's a Chomoshe, the people say it over and over until the end of Shabbos. But the Mishnebu brings down Mogen Avraham that in Purim you read Vayovo Yamolek. You read Parshas Vayovo Yamolek. Shem Gam Bezei Yoytze. Aval Anis Daiti, Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Horeksim Batoyer Zochas Asher Osu Lecho Asher Korcho Baderech Timche. הכוונה שלו לשכוח מה שעושה לנו המולק ונספר זה לבוננו וזה לא אמר להם כן עושה לנו הראשו ולכך נצטווינו למחי זה שמוי וזה לא נזכר בפרשת ויובי המולק. So the Bogan Avraham says that when you read Parshas Bechias Amalek, you could read also Vayover Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael Berefidi. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Yeshua Pchalanu Anoshim Betzev Yilmochem Ba'amalek Mocher Ananitza Voishel Givor. That is a different parasha. You also yoytze because you remember the story. It's not enough to remember the story. We read the parasha Zochor. The Zochor goes on the whole thing. And remember that we have to kill him. But even if he did, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is only to remember that you have to kill him. About the mitzvah is to remember the story and to remember that I have to kill him. If someone gives a clap, to remember Schiras Mechiras Amalek, and he missed it. I told the dvorim shebelem lehav dvorim, and I told him olad yoytze. So it was a whole shayla. What to do? So l'may said the olam came earlier before Milcha. We had the noshim kriya, it was for an noshim. Not a kriya. But we call Mekoyim, so this is the mitzvah. What? So we mark as we can make another book. What?
Why didn't
Rebbe
tell him before?
I made faces, but like, yeah, you know, it was a whole. Already got me, came over to me already. The Shabbos, the Nusach, exactly what to say. He doesn't want to have his yenis. No, I think it's Pasha. See what I know, if he could clap this year, Mechavi, what do you have to Mechavi? I said, people don't know, it doesn't help, but another. What if the Balkir attack things like you invite him? Not yet. Need to make it clear. Liskon is a maise, a molik, with a mitzvah limchus.
What
is that? But what is Mechavi? What kind of tkiyas? I mean, what kind of mitzvah are you going to remember now? I'm mechaber to be making mitzvah schiras asher osa amalek and because I have to kill him. That's the mitzvah. Now you have to hear every word. But if you miss a couple words that are not changing the ikar kavone of the story, you yoit. No. But like Atchila, I wanted to hear every word. Now we don't read Zohar, we read Zecher. Or Zecher or Zecher. Shabur brings down it's a suffix. So to read both. How we read both is three minhagim. Some say Timche is Zecher Amol. Okay, some say Timche is Zecher Zecher Amolei. Right? As you say, Timche is Zecher Zecher Amolei. Some say, Timche es Zecher Amalek, Timche es Zecher Amalek. And some say, the whole pasuk twice. Why some say the whole pasuk twice? Because if you say only one word, it looks that you had a mistake, and like you're just changing your mind. That's the reason some say the whole pasuk. The reason not to say the whole pasuk is like the Rav Shneimer, the Fir Reb Chaim, says if you say the whole pasuk, Arim Mistamer, if a person only said Zecher or Zecher, Mistamer is not back. If you say Zochor, it's back. But the Zecher or Zecher, both of them means a memory. It doesn't mean the man. The man is this is Yoyo. So Zok Rav Shneimer. If you finish the pasuk, you already finish the kriya. So it could be if you're Reb Chaim, you can't add hidu after you finish the mitzvah. But we'll see Be'ez Hashem once to get to it. The koyach and mikro megillo, the last pasuk, ki Mordechai Yehudi, gadol leYehudim, v'rotzui leroi v'chov, tereis tov leamoi, tereis shalom lechol amoi. דיר זה שטיקל בעיה. Because if you say it, or you say it בעל פה. So you eat some idiot. So it doesn't help after to hear from the shots. So when you say it, you have to have a das, not to be yoitz. We'll get to it in a second. Because if not, all your megillah becomes a b'diyamid, you can megillah. Last pasuk in Megillah, when you say to mechaben that you don't want to be yoitzim, but then some people are not mechaben to be yoitzim, then the shots they don't hear clear, and then they don't have a Megillah. So you make it not. Say, we'll get to it in a second. How you be yoitzim? To be yoitzim all the shittas in Mikra Megillah. Now, as another halacha, you have to understand pirush hamilos. And here could be its ma'akev. Even if in Birkas HaMazon you don't understand every word, it's not ma'akev. Here it could be you have to remember the story. You don't remember the story. Lemaiser Reb Chaim Kanievsky Amisim Karelis Paskin. And if you didn't understand the words, but the Eved you yoytze. But like Atchila you have to mechavet. Lemosho. Zochoyr es asher oso lecho amoleik. Baderech betzischom amitzroim. Asher korcho baderech. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? Asher korcho baderech. Don't tell me you don't know because the mitzvah to remember, and you have to remember this possibly all year. So once a year we remind us. But can't say I don't remember from last year. So it's still gonna happen. What is asher korcho baderech? So Rashi brings down three pshat. Loshen mikre, like he bumped into you. Second pshat, loshen keri, mishkav zocho, the metame klal yisrov is mishkav zocho. And another pshat, loshen kar, cold. Moshe la'ambat yoritachas was a hot bath and someone jumped in and made it cold. So asher korcho, and we had three pshat go on your head. Baderech, vayezaneiv becho, kol hanechesholim acharecho. He was killing. Kol ha'necheshalim, Rashi says, the ones that the unimportant or the weak people, ve'ato oyef ve'yogeha ve'lo yore Elokim. Who is ve'lo yore Elokim? Ve'ato oyef ve'yogeha ve'lo yore Elokim. What is the pshat? Who's v'ato yev v'yogea v'lo yore elikim? Who is lo yore elikim? So Rashi says v'ato yev v'yogea v'lo yore elikim amolik. Zochor zeh she'osa b'chor amolik b'derech v'tzischo b'mitzrayim v'shekacho b'derech v'yizanei b'chor kol hanechesholim achareicha v'ato yev v'yogea v'lo yore elikim. I'm not making a brocha, even if it's a shinui, because it's a sfek sfek, but I'm not going out there. First, it's a suffix if you have to make a brocha b'chlal. Because I'm not drinking because I'm thirsty. Moses says if something gets stuck in the throat and you drink, you don't have to make a brocha. So here, I don't know exactly what got stuck, but something is stuck, yeah? So it's chanak to umtze. I have a suffix if I had a das. Sfek sfek if a brocha, I'm lochem. The Kol Mekoyim. That's why the first time I went to bed, the first time I was thirsty. The Kol Mekoyim. So, the Pashas, the Pshat is V'ato Yev V'yogea V'lo Yoreh Elokim goes on Amolek, Chazok Rashi. V'ato Yev V'yogea, Amolek is Nish Yoreh Elokim, as a Chotzuf. The Shlom Zalman says, although most people think V'lo Yoreh Elokim goes on Klal Yisrael. V'ato Yev V'yogea V'lo Yoreh Elokim. Shlom Zalman says, B'diyeved, if you mechaven V'lo Yoreh Elokim on Klal Yisrael, you yoytze. Because the Mechilta, the Orachayim HaKodesh, the Mshad, V'lo Yoreh Elokim, לא זה כלל ישראל. זאת אומרת, זה מחמירים, שעד קריאת התורה, והתורה מגיע ולא יורה אלוקים, לא זה כלל ישראל, לא שם עולה. So you quickly think about both פשוטים. The Goyen says, it says in the Pasuk, Soim zay zikaroim b'sefer v'sim b'oznei Yehoshua. Ki timche zecher amolek mitachas ha-shamayim lo yishkach. It says, what is b'oznei Yehoshua? The Goyen says, that tell Yehoshua that you have to read zecher and not zecher, and not zocho. Now, I want to go right away to Megillah. And Megillah, you have to hear every word and every letter. If you miss a word in a letter, that the mashmos of the Megillah changes, you have to read it again. If you finish the Megillah and you realize that you missed a word or a letter, you have to repeat the Megillah again with a bracha. What would be if you miss the word that doesn't change the story or doesn't change the mashmos? As a machlekes, you have to read again with a suffix without a bracha. So the ma'isa is a problem if a person misses a word, there's a suffix. So the Mishnebura says to take with you a chumash, and if you miss a word, right away to say it. Now again, when you read the word, you have to read it like a tchile loud, that you could hear yourself. Now, as another halacha, you have to read the Megillah mitoch haksav. Kro be'al peh lo yotza. לכתחיל לעזוק לשולחון אורך, צורך לקרויס כולו מתוך הכסב. טוב ריש צדיק. צורך לקרויס כולו מתוך הכסב. טוב ריש צדיק. צורך לקרויס כולו מתוך הכסב. אם קרוא על פה לא יוצא. וצריך שתהיה כסוב כולו לפולו לכתחילה. אבל בדיעבד, אם מיש מתעסויפר באמצע תיבריס, אפילו עד חציו, וקרום הקויר על פה יוצא. אבל אם איש מתחיל לא יסויף, אפילו מיוד לא יוצא. So, you could read a little bit בעל פה, could miss a little bit words, לכתחילה you have to have the whole thing. So למעשה, לכתחילה, you have to read everything מתוך הכסב and everything from a kosher and Megillah. בדיעבד, it's enough רויב, and it's enough that you have רויב Megillah, but you need to have the beginning and the end. Again, Mishnebura is not machlekes. In the Mishnebura says not to miss even one word. Now, it's two halachas. It's one halacha, a very choshev halacha. Shulchan Aruch paskens. It's very shver. Ro misnamnem. Person is reading the Megillah. Like he reads, like he listens to Rus. You know what happens when people read Rus? It's Alamol Amot Nezach, you know. It's a whole story before you know she's already back. Every year, it's Rosh, you know. She goes to Moab before you know she's back already. You know what happened to the husbands? It's Mamish. So what happens? V'lenirdam b'sheino yotzo. So if you read it like that, it's called Misnamnem Yotzo. But if you're listening, Misnamnem, the Mishnebura says, you're not Yotze. Why? The Bekeman Shekoyre, Masha'enkin B'Shmiye Vadai Choser Loiteves. He's missing words. Now, It's missing words. הקורס המגיע לצורך שיחווה לא יצא השמע וצורך השמע לחווה. זוג דמי שבוע. Person listened to the Megillah, but he was not mechaved in every table. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he's yoitze. What is the pshat? So here's a big argument. And the Levush Yisrael happens a lot of time. People read the Megillah, and in the middle of the Megillah already, they remember about last year when they were collecting money in Los Angeles, and then Megillah. The yoitze or not? They missed the part of the story. They were in shul and they listened to every word. Everyone that's a little bit high after the first day of Yontif happens to them in the second day. He reads the Megillah, Avada, he's not them, he's moving around, doesn't let himself. But he's. Some guy that tells you that he can't listen to Shir for an hour, yeah? There's a problem, he can't focus. Modern warfare, yeah? Can't focus. Now, he heard the Megillah, he can't focus. The Maise, he doesn't know exactly. So it's a big shaila. The Mukhe Agrif brings down ששכיח אצל הרבה בני אודם שיקרו הקויר והשמע משויטת ומחשופת בכבון עשי זה אימיון והתלמיד חוכם בתוירו הסויכר בעסוקר He wants to say that you're not yoitz The Tiski Tshuva says Ma'arich Allah that could be these people are never yoitz in Mikro Megillah Shalmeteide wants to be Mekel. The verse asks Akasha, if you're not Yoitzer, what is the point of bringing kids to shul? They for sure don't follow the whole story. Mikol Mekoyim, Lekatchile, for sure you have to listen to every word. Now, we have a Minigil Klal Yisrael, that we have four Pesukim that we say it over. Everyone says over. So, why we have to say them over? First, why the Minik to say it? The Mishnah Berurah says that Minik started to say the four psukim. The Ma'ase said, Hayin Tiketeg, we do five things. There's five pieces that we read in the Megillah, right? Le'yudim o'yisayro, Mordechai yotzo milifnei ha'melech. Ki Mordechai Yehudi. What was the last pasuk? Ish Yehudi. Sales Beomer is a Nayan Modernische Zach. It's Modernische Zach. The four things that the Ramo brings down is Ish Yehudi Oyo B'Shoshana Biro, Shmo Mordechai, Mordechai Yotzo B'Lifnei HaMelech, Le'Yehudi Mo'Yisrael Yehudi B'Simcha, Ki Mordechai Yehudi. Why we read the Mishnah Berurah says that the kids will not sleep to make them excited, the ikar part of the story. Mishnah Berurah says the Ma'aseh. After you say it, you have to listen to the shots. Why? Because even the Bedi'evit, you could hear part of the Megillah Baal Peh, but Lekatchila, you want to be Lekatchila. And this is what I mentioned before, that in the last Pasuk, it will not help to listen again Be'etzel Lefi Reb Chaim because you're Yoitza already. But again, you have to be sure that in some shuls, the shul doesn't lechaz and doesn't wait exactly till the Dayan finish. So then chosh b'yoytze yourself. Then there's a new meaning in Aseres B'nei Avon. that everyone reads it together. Why in a sense may all we read it together? So there's a couple of reasons. One reason maybe also to make it exciting. Abba the Maisa the Hamo only bought 4 things. So there's 2 reasons. There's one reason is because it's very hard to hear Ves Parshan Doso, Ves Dalfoin, Ves Asposo. Shavuos, but the place can speak about them. If you don't hear Chitu Chaisias, if you Yoitze. So B'meire, for not having a problem, was a meaning in Klal Yisrael that everyone says it. See? So B'meire, if at the Tzadah you will not hear from the Shatz, you say it. The Tzadah you will hear from him, Takinat Mechab. There's another reason. Some people taina, as David Biskirov said, that he can't be moitzi and birkas koyanim, because the halacha that bekoil rom, you can't, it's no shemei koyanim from birkas koyanim. Why? As a moir lohem, bekoil rom, it's no shemei koyanim and kol rom. And the deal of the shima achas is no shemei koyanim. So the shatz cannot be moitzi you in the minig of Rishima Achas. So b'meile, everyone wants to do it. This is the reason we say it on our own, that everyone will have the din of Shima Achas alein. That everyone will have the Rishima Achas alein.
Depends with the evidence.
First, before the reason not like that, the Velt says there's no din to say it in Rishima Achas. It's deemed not to breed in the middle. Why we don't breed? Because they kill them together. So there's no chalois din of neshima achas. It's not allowed to stop in between. So that for sure could be a shemei koyin. But the veld that is machmir. So here's the problem. If you want to have the din of neshima achas on your own, so you have to mechav it to yoytzeh on your own. But in my case, you don't have a kosher klaf. So what the din klaf you want to be yoytzeh on the baal koyin, and the din of Shima Achas, you want to be yoitzer from yourself. And if you yoitzer from yourself, you only be the Yemen. You're not the Gadchila. So to make it tonight, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it will happen. It's the whole known yoitzer. You say it, and you mechaber, that if Lemaise is good, you want to be yoitzer. Now you don't want to be yoitzer. So the second halacha, the first halacha, go b'ktzor mamish mitzvah sayoy you have to give shtei matonis l'shtei evyoy nainu so hamush is it shtei matonis l'shtei evyoy. The Mishnah Berurah says you cannot use ma'aser money. Dovr shebechoivo, you cannot use ma'aser money. But if you want to add, you can add for ma'aser money. Da'ainu. The base you have to give for ma'as that are not ma'aser. What you want to add, what it means to add, or to add in the same money, or to add another person to give him. Something like this, but this is the way we'll learn Pshat. How much you have to give? So the Mishnah Berurah state you could give a pruta to every oni. Give a pruta to every oni. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah, you could give a pruta to every oni. The Shavit Shuva brings down the Machzik's broche. Or Chashulcha. Has to be shiur matono chashuvo sheyocheliknois ma'acholim lesuda sapurim. So the moshul, if a person collects matonos levyoni for oitzer for yeshiva, there's no shaykhes to matonos levyoni. Yeah, no, you start if you force people to give us mamash a gezel. Matonos levyoni is to give to the Avyonim something that they could eat in the Sudas Purim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a bruto. The poskim Shiur say Shiur Sudo Chashuv and Gimel Beitzim. Rabbi Eliashiv said if you give 50 shekel for ani, you for sure eat. So two anim is 100. If you go to Bnei Brak, you have 2 days, it's 200. Now, the machmirim, this is what they do. They give to two anim 50, and the rest, they give a pruta. Rabbi Vadia would say, Alamol, the shir is, k'dei liknes mono chashuva. Says mono means mono falafel. So if you can buy a falafel, it's also enough. The Rebbe said, you know, if you go to Shari Simcha here, you can buy a schnitzel and that for 15 shekel. And then they have all these new places. Say Nechnavi. So it could be that 20 shekel also could be enough, 15, 20 shekel. So if a person could, to give at least the two anim, 15 or 20 shekel, this is a big idiot. Now, like we said, Matonis Levyonim have to be given in the same place where you are, like Adchila. Now, if you want to have a Purim in Bnei Brak, you have to be sure that you have someone that will give it in Bnei Brak to the Anim or in Shemesh. Someone outside of Yerushalayim will give it in that day. Rabbi Shlomo Bachar is used to that his father gives Matonis Levyonim to him. It's wrong. Rabbi Shlomo Zogin, he has such a matzah. He has to know that his father this year cannot help him. His father is giving Matonis Levyonim and Yudalim. He's Chayim and Tesvot. And he needs that the Matonis Levyonim will go beyond Tesvot. This is A. B, most of the poskim hold that it has to be beyond Tesvot to people that are keeping Tesvot. One thing says two chidush. One chidush is that his father can't give it to him on a different day. It's not enough that his father will give for him double and full. He needs to give it in Tzvav. Aber Chutzal, he has to give it with Tzvav. So that's the Chumre. Okay, his father will give to someone in America a Gavit Zdok and money in Tzvav. Has to come be of Tzvav to someone that is living in Yerushalayim. The same thing, a lot of Bochim have more modern parents. Father does take care of our Tzvav Levyoyim. You have a credit card, take care of our Tzvav Levyoyim. The Bochim goes, he swipes it off. Oh, but it's going to be given in Tzvav. His father didn't give Tzvav Levyonim in Purim. This year, Purim is Erev Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Shaila, what do you do with the Suda in Erev Purim? And Purim by day? Normally we do the Suda in the afternoon. We go into the night. Now we have Shabbos Kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas. One shitta like Atchila to start the Suda Lifnei Chatzos. And the second shitta the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you could start the Suda till Shoah Asiris. I will explain the Shayim. The Halacha, you're not allowed to make a Suda Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a Suda Erev Shabbos. So how you can make a Suda Purim Erev Shabbos? That's the reason Mishnah Berurah brings down that lekatchila, a person will not make a Suda Purim after Chatzos, he will start before Chatzos. And then it brings down the second Shita that you have to start before Shoah Asiris. It's much later. The minig is to try to start before Chatzos, but even if not, to do it samuch to Chatzos. Not to do it like every year. To do it late in the afternoon. This year the Suda has to be early. And again, it's not only because Chil Shabbos the Suda is late, but mainly it's a problem. But the reason is that if you're not makpid on it, you're over on the issur of having a Suda Erev Shabbos. But the Ebed, the poskim say, if a person was ready late, he's allowed to wash even that it's already after Plaga Mincha. Aber lekatchila, as a hakpode and as rovi, to be makpid, to start the Suda El Chatzos, or Samuch the Chatzos, a little bit laughing chatzos, not to be a shailer, David making a suda before the suda Shabbos. So that more halachas, we'll touch one more halacha. As halacha like mishloach monis, it says mishloach monis. So the place we have a machleik is if it's an Indian to give the mishloach monis al yedei shaliach or not. Some learn that there's no Indian. So why it says mishloach al yedei shaliach? While in Purim with so much mitzvahs, normally it's mitzvah by Yisrael Mishnuchoy, here the Torah let. Here Chazal let to send the shaliach. But some learn that it's an Indian. It's marbi yedidus. You get delivered flowers, it's adver azach. And the mitzvah is taken to make a shliach. Now, the kula abba, the shliach doesn't have to be dafka a godlu. It's not a chalois din shlichus. Even a regular shliach could also be a shliach. This is